Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to the Western Plains Cultural Centre podcast. We're kicking off a new series entitled Who We Are, focusing on the different roles and responsibilities of various members of the team to give you an insight into how we function. We'll begin this series by talking with Caroline Edwards, our assistant curator.
Hello, I'm Caroline Edwards. I have worked here at WPCC as the assistant curator since the beginning of 2011. And I moved here for this job from Western Australia, which was a big gamble, but...
Huge gamble.
Because I love it here.
Excellent. Okay, Caroline, can you give us a brief overview of your role?
So my job is the assistant curator, so I assist the curator, which is Kate Buchanan, and we made a good team, I think. We balanced each other's out quite well and... You know, I'm just learning from someone who has an amazing amount of experience in the industry, and I do a lot of administration support, and the job is roughly half of that, and then half of it is getting my hands dirty and installing the exhibitions, which is really fun. It's a nice balance, so I'm not stuck behind a computer all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm also not stuck up a ladder all the time.
That is a good balance. For those people who don't really know what a curatorial role is, can you give us a bit more info as to what your day typically involves, particularly when there's an install happening?
When there's an install happening, we basically receive the exhibition if it's a touring one, and about 80% of the shows that we have on here at WPCC are touring exhibitions. So those are exhibitions that have been created by an individual or another museum or gallery, and it's designed to go on tour and open up somewhere. So they're designed to be quite flexible, that you can put them up in your space. And so we receive it and check that it's all intact and prepare the gallery walls. And then the fun starts when we decide where it's all going to go. And I think the important part of the job is creating a really unique visitor experience for people. And a lot of what Kent and I do is creating a way for people to travel through the exhibition, to find narratives, find connections that really brings out the best in the work. Brings out the best in the artist, brings out perhaps things that the other people haven't thought about before.
Yeah.
We're always looking for new angles and new ways of experiencing the work. So the experience of the work is maximised for the visitor. So a lot of that is placement of the works, creating pathways through the exhibition, narratives, then, you know, lighting it so it looks dramatic. And making it all look beautiful, that's our job.
That's a beautiful job. You're lucky to have it. In terms of it being rewarding then, you mentioned that sort of creation of something that people can enjoy and follow a path through. Do you think that's the most satisfying part of your job? Or is there something else that stands out for you?
I think working directly with the artist is a great honour and a lot of fun. And working with people... not necessarily the artists, but people who are passionate about the arts, and being close to that passion, I really thrive off that. I love people who are, you know, entrenched in something, who are fascinated with something, that they live and breathe it, and that's a really inspiring energy to be around, and hopefully something that I can give back to people as well.
Absolutely.
So just being up close to the art and really, you know, getting my... fingers on it, with gloves.
Yes, of course.
You know, you get really close to it and you can appreciate how it was made and how much work and how much sort of the development has gone into those works or those exhibitions. It's a real honour to be able to kind of participate in that artist's journey and the journey of appreciation that that artist is going on when they're putting their work out there.
Absolutely. So what's on the other side of things, what's the most challenging component of your role?
I think probably working with the arts as well. I think the arts is known for attracting people with strong personalities. Mm-hmm. And that's not always just the artists, it's the people that work in the arts can often be very opinionated.
Yes.
So I think patience, having an ample supply of patience is important.
Excellent. So what are you working on right now that you're really excited about? Considering you're coming up to maternity leave, you're probably not.
3 days
left, so. what coming up in 2013, what might be something for people to look out for?
I think Kent and I want to work on curate more exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the a team going now where Kent can concentrate on doing that and I can look after the touring exhibitions.
Yeah.
So it sort of frees up Kent to concentrate on things. And we really want to look at local content. We'd love to do an exhibition of local Indigenous work. I think that's something that's profoundly lacking in the region. And whenever I go to big state galleries, I feel quite confronted and devastated by the fact that that there's Aboriginal art from the Northern Territory, from Western Australia, from Tasmania, from the Torres Strait, and New South Wales just hasn't found its voice yet. And I really want to be part of that.
Fantastic.
And we did an exhibition this year in the museum, Dabo Ninyari Nambia, and those were two Aboriginal artists who grew up in Dabo. And the audience feedback that we got from that exhibition was so satisfying and rewarding, because people who had lived in Dabo their whole life were desperate to see how Aboriginal artists were making work here that was unique to the region and was not conforming to an idea of what Aboriginal art is. So I really want to find some more artists to support in that way and present an exhibition of local Indigenous artists.
I think it's something that the community desperately wants, and it would be fantastic to be able to achieve that in the near future. You mentioned patience as something that's necessary as a part of your role. What else do you think is crucial?
I think curatorial work is all about communication. I think the curator's job, most importantly, is to assist, be a medium between the artist and the audience. And, I've always thought it's a role of communication, and you need to be a people person to do that. And it's less, for me, it's less about research and more about being out in front of the work and in front of the audience and communicating that, whether it be through text or verbally, through tours, through floor sheets. But it's about understanding the work and having enough cultural awareness to contextualize it. Oh, and I think you need to love art, mm-hmm. love culture, take it seriously, and you wouldn't be doing this work if you didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we'll finish off with what you hope for your industry in terms of what you'd like to see improved upon.
Okay. One thing that I have been concerned about this year is the drop in funding for crafts organisations.
Yeah.
And I studied jewellery and object design at uni, and it's an interesting question that has plagued the arts for a long time, is that what is the difference between craft and art and craft and design, and whether one is considered inferior I think that's something that is really important for all arts professionals to think about. But there's been a across the board withdrawal of funding for craft organisations, and I think that's a concern.
Absolutely. It's an interesting line, that one.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to think about as the arts industry moves forward, definitely.
And that's something that I'm hoping to bring to WPCC when I return from maternity leave, is some a greater focus on what used to be called the decorative arts, mm-hmm. but object design, glass, ceramics, jewellery. I think we need more three-dimensional exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I really want to bring here.
Okay, fantastic. All right, thank you very much, Caroline, for letting us know a bit more about your role as assistant curator.
Thank you.
Thank you.